In the autumn of 1997, I came face to face with an emotion I had never dealt with before. Fear. Real fear. Fear for my life. I'd like to say that I tackled it like I tackle everything else, with logic or common sense, and a spirit of can-do that eliminated the fear. But instead, fear threw me for a loop, and I'm only now understanding how profoundly it changed my life. When I was told that my persistent headaches were being caused by a brain tumor, I was just stunned. But very shortly, the fear began to set in. I was alone in a new city and had no one I could really talk to or lean on. My children were both in other states, my daughter just starting medical school in Florida, my son studying engineering at Georgia Tech. My parents were tenuous lifelines at best, having lost their only son to cancer a few years earlier. I felt I couldn't burden my family with my fear. They had enough of their own to deal with. I didn't know my neighbors, and asking my colleagues at work to help was a possibility I automatically rejected, because they were not social friends. They were simply nice people I had worked with for a short time. I realized that I had never reached out to anyone for help, emotional or otherwise. I had gone through life making my own mistakes, cleaning up my own messes, and relying only on myself to get things done. But this was different. I desperately felt the need to lean on someone else's shoulders, but I couldn't justify or couldn't give myself permission to lean on the people who knew me or loved me. So I learned to compartmentalize. I continued to work until my surgery, joking with my colleagues about losing my mind and putting on a brave face. In the evenings and on weekends, I stayed busy getting my affairs in order, rewriting my will, updating insurance policies, paying bills, preparing a living will, and executing a medical power of attorney in my daughter's name. Yes, focus on the task at hand. Keep emotions out of the job before me. Logic. Common sense. Take care of the necessities. Do things right. It was the long, empty nights when the fear crept back in, when I was most alone and most vulnerable. Lonely nights lying in the dark, when I couldn't stop the morbid thoughts from coming. Would I die? Would I live? Would I live long enough to know my children's children? If I lived, would the surgery cause me to lose who I am and the memories of my life that I held most dear? If I died, would anyone care? And the tears would come, making my head hurt even worse, keeping sleep at bay until exhaustion finally took over. Today, 13 years later, I know a lot of things I didn't know before. I know my tumor was benign and has not grown back. I know I lost my sense of smell and I can no longer regulate my emotions without medication because parts of my brain were taken along with the tumor. But I have my memories and I know my grandchildren. I know I have friends who care about me and that I can ask for help when I need it, or lean on someone else's shoulder while I gather my strength. When I got home from the hospital, my apartment was filled with flowers and cards from well-wishers, and I learned that my colleagues at work had collectively made up a volunteer duty list of who would come to my home and take care of me each day as I convalesced. I know that my fear is gone. I have faced my own mortality and survived. I now understand that living my life to the fullest and reaching my own potential is a lifelong journey. My journey has taken me to the edge and back, but it has also given me opportunities to stretch my mind, hone my skills, and find my true talents and interests. And I've promised myself that I will no longer waste those opportunities. Life is too short.